Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in company's profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Corey and I have a really, really interesting show planned for you today. We're going to be talking economics with our panel of experts. We're going to be talking politics with some very informed people, including Glenn Downs, who is chief of staff for our friend Congressman Walter Jones. Boy, there's a lot to be talking about in politics right now, but we're going to start the show a little differently today. We're going to open up with our first two segments with a couple of ladies who are very definitely in the category of our heroes of the week. These are two gals who are involved with an organization in Kenya called Tembo Trading. We're going to give you their website, etc., so you can get all the information you want on them. They are Deborah Akray. Deborah is the co-founder of Tembo Trading. She's got an MBA. She's got a PhD. Very bright lady. And Gina King. Gina is the chief operating officer of Tembo. She's also a co-founder along with Deborah. Very interesting organization. What do these people do? Well, I'm going to let them tell you, but the thing that impresses me about these two gals and their team is the fact that, number one, they're not helping people by giving them fish. They're helping people by teaching them how to fish. They are working with educating people in Kenya so they can make their own lives better through their own actions. Deborah, let's start out with you. What are you guys doing back there?
You know, thanks a lot, Al, for allowing us to be on your show, first of all. What Gene and I primarily work with in Kenya is education. And the reason for that is I actually lived in Kenya working in the area of education. And we all know that in order for a country to grow and also for a country to be able to take care of itself, the population needs to be educated, but it also needs to be able to think and to be creative. And when I was working in Kenya, I found that their educational system was a rote style of delivery, which doesn't allow for any creativity or any critical thinking. And so this is an area that we felt was not being addressed by other humanitarian organizations.
Deborah, I find it very interesting that you say that their education system wasn't really focusing on being creative, because you actually hear some of the same complaints coming out of the education here in the U.S. and even in North America. What are some things that you guys have done to change that mentality?
You know, one of the first things that we did is we eliminated studying and teaching to a test. We do understand in Kenya, as well as in the different areas of the United States, there are exams that have to be given. But the bottom line is, if you teach a student to think and you teach them to critically look at a situation, they are going to be able to come up with their own answers. It doesn't take someone to give them the information and then just ask a student to regurgitate, because that doesn't allow them to grow into a human being that is able to fulfill some type of purpose.
Gina, now, this is a great organization that you're involved with, and I think that the two of you really need to be commended for going into what many people around the world perceive to be a very dangerous part of the world. Now, my daughter Sarah and her husband Kyle just got back from Kenya just a couple of weeks ago, and I have to say that they had nothing but great things to say about the country, their experiences, etc. But I'd like to get from you exactly why you are so enthusiastic about the organization.
Well, first and foremost, Kenya is a beautiful and amazing country, and the people of Kenya are some of the warmest, generous, humble people that I have met in my travels around the world. What we have found in the 9-10 years that we have been working there, that often what we see reported here in the United States are isolated incidents. And those incidents that occur are really no different than things that would happen necessarily here in the United States or in Great Britain or in other areas around the world. So for us, our heart always aches for Kenya when something happens like this that is so tragic. Not only does it obviously affect those that were injured and killed, the most recent incident, but also because it affects Kenya and what it looks like on the world stage. And I can tell you from traveling around the country, from going to Mombasa, to being up in the northeastern area closer to Somalia, to being in the middle of the country and going west to the border. I mean, we've literally traveled all over the country. And I have to say, we have never been overly concerned about our safety because people there look out for you. And the country itself desperately needs the kind of education that we're offering. And so we just keep moving forward.
Now, when you guys are over there, you mentioned that the people are very nice. What about maybe the police over there, the people that are hired by whoever's in power to protect the citizens?
You know, that's a really interesting question, Corey. They don't know quite what to do with Jean and I because we've been pulled over numerous times, and they will ask us for money, and I just say no. And then one of them asked me if I was ready to go to court, and I put up my hands and said, put the cuffs on, let's go. And he sat there and he kind of looked at me, and I said to him, you know, you really need to be ashamed of yourself. Gina and I come 8,000 miles to help your children, and you're going to hassle us and try and want us to pay you so that we can get through? Take me to court. I'm happy to stand in front of the judge. They get so frustrated, they don't know what to do, and they just wave us on.
I want you to do me a favor, ladies. I'd like you to tell me a little bit about, now we started out, we talked a little bit about what Kenya is like. You know, Kath and I, my wife and I heard about what Kenya was like from Sarah and Kyle. I'd like, if you would, give us an overview of the situation in Kenya, number one, the current situation, and a time frame for how long you guys think it's going to take for your dreams, for lack of better terms, to become reality?
You know, the current situation is actually improving. When Jean and I first started working in Kenya, there was 83% unemployment. We're down to around 60% unemployment as we stand today. How long is it going to take for our dream to come true? We're not going to see it, Al and Corey. We're not going to see the dream come to fruition all the way. It's going to take a generation because, unfortunately, the way that humanitarian aid is delivered, we have created what I call an international welfare system. And you have generations of people after 50 years who are used to receiving. They're not used to having to do anything to receive aid. And Jean and I don't believe that that is correct. People must have dignity and they must understand that they have skills and knowledge that can take care so that they can take care of themselves. That takes a generation, and we have already seen that in the students that we have now gone from high school into university. They're not leaving the country. They're staying in Kenya because we teach them that it is not the United States' responsibility to care for them. It is their responsibility to care for themselves. Our responsibility to them as human beings is to help them develop the skills that they already have, not to tell them that they can't do it and that we need to do it for them.
You know, I got to bust in here because we have to take a break here in about 30 seconds for the stations to identify themselves and for a couple of commercials provided by the stations. But I have to tell you, I agree, and I know that Corey agrees completely, and I don't mean to put words in your mouth, Corey. We can chat about this a little bit in the next segment, but you ladies are right on. You know, one of the biggest disincentives in all of society on a worldwide level is welfare for all of the reasons that you just gave. Stick around, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be right back with Gina and Deborah.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
On air, online, and On demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Al and myself are continuing our chat with Gina and Deborah of Tembo Trading. Gina, I wanted to switch the focus up a little bit and kind of focus on how long you have been in Kenya and your feelings on what it takes to really make a difference over there.
Well, we have actually been working in Kenya. I've been working there for about 9 years, and Deborah has been in Kenya for about 10 years. And as Deborah mentioned to you guys earlier when we were off the radio, you know, after being there for that many years, and we are usually traveling over there 2 to 3 times a year, staying anywhere from 4 up to 8, 10 weeks at a time, we feel like we're just scratching the surface of really understanding culturally how things operate in Kenya. One of the things that we have discovered while we have been there is that oftentimes people will come in and spend 2, 3 weeks there and come back home, and then they are operating from that understanding of how things work in Kenya. When you're working in a society that's as complicated as Kenya is, with 42 different tribes, you really have to spend the time on the ground developing relationships with the people that you're going to be work with, so that slowly over time they are willing to open up to you and share the things that are critically important in order for you to be successful there.
You know, we were talking off mic a little bit about how people have to learn how to help themselves. And I think that one of the things that goes on in an awful lot of, for lack of better terms, philanthropic organizations, and quite frankly, my wife and I are very involved in a number of organizations where we try to, through our efforts and others' efforts, you know, help humanity, for lack of better terms. I see a lot of organizations as being enablers as opposed to being really people who are accomplishing something by teaching people how important their own actions are. Can you guys elaborate a little bit on that? It seems to be working out really well for you, certainly over in Kenya.
Well, I think one of the things is that you have to start off at an early age letting people know and letting children know that they are important and that they count, and that they are able to take care of themselves, particularly in situations where there is a lack of resources. And so when we talk about what we do, it is from an educational basis in the classroom. Unfortunately, in many of the countries, you know, in Africa and Kenya in particular, children are not allowed to ask questions in a classroom. They are not allowed to speak, and if they do, they are caned, even though it's illegal. And so when that happens, a person becomes less than. And then you add on top of that Western humanitarian workers coming in with truly the best of intentions. Now, these are people that really do care, but you need to understand that when you go in and you continue to give to somebody, you are telling them that they really cannot care for themselves. So our belief is that we have to turn that around and say, yes, you can. You don't need us. Gina and I have an exit strategy. Our first project we left after 5.5 years with the village. And we're happy to say that in that 5.5 years, we now have 85 of those young people in universities across Kenya. Those are going to be the future leaders. And bringing them to a point of realizing that they don't need us is the best thing that we can do. I don't want the United States to continue for the next 50 years having to donate $410 million a year just to Kenya. Kenya can take care of itself. It's very bright. And, you know, we, in fact, even last night, I got an email from the former vice president's wife. Out of all of the organizations, and I can't tell you how many there are, just in Kibera, which is the largest slum in Kenya, there are 6,000 organizations to take care of 600,000 people. Out of all of those organizations, we got an email from the former vice president's wife wanting to work with us again on economic development and education. We know that what we are doing works. We have seen it. If we can do this more, then we will have people in developing nations that can care for themselves. Isn't that the way that we want to go? Isn't that the way that you deal with poverty?
Deborah, I agree with you 100%. And just listening to you and Gina talking about your 9 and 10 years respectively being there and working with these children, seeing them go to college and really develop as people in a way that they might not have had that chance to otherwise is just, it's so amazing in my eyes. And I would like you to elaborate maybe on some other positive changes that you've seen there over your time, because there must have been a lot of them.
Well, we could talk from many perspectives. We could certainly talk from the country itself and how we have seen the infrastructure improve. As Deborah mentioned earlier, the unemployment has gone down. We have seen many, many positives in terms of Kenya as a country, you know, building itself and working towards their Vision 2030. The stories I always like to talk about are the ones that are the young people, the individuals, whether we're talking about a young man that Deborah met on her first trip there that we have continued to work with. It is an artist that we buy product from. He has also developed logos for us. He has done artwork at our college that we have in Nakuru. Due to those business endeavors with him, he was able to buy a plot of land, build a house, and put all three of his children in school. But he did that himself. We have story after story of young people that we have worked with that had challenges in their family where they were orphans or they maybe had a single mother, who are now sitting in university that are earning a degree. They're going to be contributing citizens. And one of the things I always like to say is you never know with an individual's life what is in store for them. They could be someone that changes not only Kenya, but changes that continent. When you look at a Nelson Mandela or a Mahatma Gandhi, all it takes is one individual to really change the course of a community and of a nation. And I always say each of those lives are important. And Deborah and I feel very, very blessed that we have had the opportunity to see the growth of these young people, are incredibly proud of them because they will be successful.
We have provided the website for Tembo Trading along with this interview. And I'd like you to really study this organization, research this organization. There's all kinds of very, very excellent material on the website. I did that. I came to the conclusion that this was something that Kathy and I wanted to support. And prior to the airing of this show, we did begin that support in a small manner. Ladies, I want to thank you very much for your time. You know, it's people like you that are making this world a better place. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. Corey and I are going to be right back, unfortunately, now on the mundane topic of economics.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99, with free shipping, delivered in a handy, resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 years. Pro Stores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear. Always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy, Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to continuing, I guess I have to say, to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. You know, you have to admit, those two ladies who Corey and I spoke with, who are really, really making a difference over in Kenya and working with the people, I got to tell you, I have nothing but time for people like that. Okay, we're back to economics. Segments 3, 4, and 5 of the weekend edition is going to deal with economic issues, investing issues with our roundtable. Let me tell you who we've got joining us right now. Marshall Barrell, who is the co-portfolio manager of the Encompass Fund, one of my oldest friends in the business. God, Marsh, you and I have known each other for close to 30 years now. Wow, that's scary. Rick Ackerman. Rick is a regular guest on our program every day. He's got a great service called Rick's Picks. Gary Savage. Gary is also a regular guest on our show every day. He is a newsletter writer, very, very active on the web. Very knowledgeable guy, in my opinion. Tim Iacono. You know, Tim and I met each other years ago at a conference. We kind of figured out it was in San Francisco and New York. Writes a great newsletter, lives over in Missoula, Montana, the lucky guy. And then last but not least, Kenton Ralph Toews. Kenton is a broker who is also, correct me if I'm wrong, Kenton, but you're also a mining engineer. Is that correct?
Yeah. Petroleum engineer.
Kenton works with Rick Rule down in California. Lucky guy, his office is right in the middle of a golf course, damn near. So all of these people are people who certainly have my attention, put my money where my mouth is, and that I'm doing business with virtually all of them in one sense or another. So they all have my endorsement. There's no question about that. Okay, Kenton, I want to start with you. You and I were having a conversation this morning And we were talking about the size of your client base. And you were saying how, interestingly enough, in spite of the fact that the precious metals markets right now is, I don't want to use the word struggling, but it certainly was depressed from where it was 2 or 3 years ago. And in spite of the fact that the small mining stocks seem to be out of favor right now, your client list is growing substantially. And people that you were talking with, new customers of yours, are saying, I want to learn more about the mining industry. Let's talk about that first, Ken.
Yeah, it's great. A lot of the new clients I'm getting right now are the real contrarians. They see this as an opportunity. They've been following the sector for a while, and now they're starting to feel it's time to get in. So this is new money coming to the space. And even my existing clients who've ridden a lot of these stocks for the last couple of years, they're averaging down. They've watched what happened in the summer. They feel like we've seen some lows, and now they're ready to start getting back in. So it's, September has been a busy month for me. It was really great. Except up until the Fed announcement, that kind of had everyone kind of shocked afterwards to see gold go up so quickly, only to go back down a couple of days later. But everyone's still in good spirits. Everyone's really positive, and everyone's staying long.
Now, Marshall, you work with the Encompass Fund down in San Francisco that is pretty much focused on this resource space. Have you started to see the same thing that Kenton was talking about?
No, not really. And I wonder, when you speak of renewed interest, is that for the physical metal, by way of, say, the ETFs, or the mining stocks? Because our experience is that people are still quite cautious and wary about the mining stocks, because they have done so much worse than the commodities themselves, and whether you're looking at gold or silver, copper, uranium. So what we're experiencing is there's still a lot of, state of Missouri, show me. We shall see. From a standpoint of whether people should be not only looking but probably doing something now, we would certainly say you should. Buy low, sell high. Unfortunately, it tends not to be human nature. Human nature tends to be the opposite. You buy high when it's going well, and then you sell low when you get disappointed or frustrated or lose patience.
Kenton, I'm curious, too, what exactly is your experience? That's an interesting question that Marshall brought up. I was under the impression that your new clients are pretty much interested in some of these small mining stocks.
Yeah, they are. They're actually selling bullion to buy them. And I agree with your comments. The general mood out there is still negative. And that's the new clients I'm getting are the savvy ones, or the contrarians. And they're maybe just because of Sprott and the way we advertise and whatnot, we attract more of those people. So my experience is more skewed towards that. But the newer people coming into the space are definitely more savvy than your average Joe out there.
So, Tim, I want to throw the conversation over to you. And continuing on this topic of, well, as Marshall said, maybe there isn't quite this quite the mindset for these companies. Kenton maybe deals with slightly different investors, such as the contrarians. But I believe to really move a market, you need everybody on board for that. What do you think could change the mindset of people to get invested in the precious metals, but then also in some of the stocks?
Well, I think precious metals, you'll always have a core constituency there simply because of the role it's played as money over the millennia. You know, it's had a really good run. It's probably going to have its first losing year this year, and there will always be demand for that. But gold stocks are a different animal. I think the comment about Missouri and Show Me State, I think that's where it stands right now, that investors really want to see gold mining companies make progress toward being more profitable. I think Barrick has made some big moves on that regard lately. So I think there's progress being made, but there's a pretty big hole that they've dug for themselves.
Rick, I'm curious about one comment that Kenton just made, and I'd like you to address it if you would, and then as soon as we get back from the break, I would like to have Gary for you to address this also. But I question how smart it is for people to be selling let's say, all their bullion and putting it in the mining stocks. And I'm not suggesting that's what Kenton's clients are doing. I'm not suggesting that at all, because I don't think I think he would advise them to do probably just the opposite. You know, you want to stay balanced. But do you think it's a good idea right now to sell precious metals themselves and put that money into mining stocks?
Well, I can see the logic behind it, Al, and I think even personally I could be persuaded to do a little bit of it myself. You know, looking at the GDXJ, which essentially tracks these junior gold miners, from the top that we had late in 2010, the low that we hit down in late June shaved more than 80% of the price from these GDX stocks. So it's been sold to death. And, you know, if you're looking at the case of a crude gram versus a share in some really depressed stock, I think you're going to get a lot more bang for your buck in the stock. So many of these small companies are so beautifully leveraged against any kind of any ray of sunshine at all on the, you know, side of physical metals that they're going to do great. But whichever contrarians are down there buying right now, they must be of a very hardy strain, because, you know, you look at the chart and it's just been relentlessly down, down, down since early 2011, late 2010. So I think I admire them for the bravery here, but just on the numbers, I think they're going to get a hell of a pop when gold finally regains its popularity.
Gary, we're down to about a minute here left and we have to take a break, but could you quickly give your opinion on this?
Well, at the moment, I don't have any indication that the bear market in precious metals and mining stocks is over, so I would not be selling anything to buy here just on the whim that maybe this is it. I would need to see some indication that the bear market is over and the bull market has resumed, and I don't see it yet.
You know, I have to tell you, and by that you mean obviously the bear market in mining stocks. Why, I'm sure seeing a huge demand there. You know, just as an example, a company that I'm invested in that everybody knows about is a company called New Legacy Gold. That stock shot up 25% today, and to me that shows that there is still an awful lot of interest here. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. Stations got to identify themselves. They got to air their wares, for lack of better terms, and then we're going to be right back.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org. Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made in the USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Welcome back to the weekend edition of the Colon Economics Report. Al and myself are joined again by the roundtable of Marshall Barrel, Rick Ackerman, Gary Savage, Tim Iacono, and Kenton Toews. Guys, I want to get right into this topic we're going to cover in this segment, being possible new catalysts for the gold price. As we've been talking over the last couple of weeks, there's been a lot of mention of really just old stories trying to drive the prices of gold and it just not happening. So, Tim, I'm going to bring you in first here. What do you think are some new catalysts that could come down the road, either short or midterm?
Well, I have no idea how this is going to play out in Washington between the government shutdown that possibly happened on Tuesday and then the debt ceiling need to be raised by mid-month, but there are some interesting similarities to what we went through in 2011. A couple of the important ones that you're already seeing develop in advance of any crisis are a falling dollar. The dollar is now at about a seven-month low, and precious metals usually move inversely to the dollar, and then you're seeing broad equity markets sell off a little bit, and you're seeing a gold price rise a little bit along with treasuries. So you're seeing the same kind of dynamic playing out in the very early stages. One catalyst could be if, you know, what is happening in Washington turns into a crisis, you could see a sharply higher gold price.
You could see a sharply higher gold price. You know, I have to tell you, on Friday I was eating lunch here between breaks in the studio, and I had C-SPAN on, and I was listening to the president's address. You know, he started out telling everybody what a great guy he was because he's gotten Iran back in the fold. First, quote-unquote, first president in 39 years to do that. Yeah, right. He went on to tell everybody how the deficit had been lowered so much and neglected to tell everybody that there's a huge difference from both from a practical standpoint between the debt and the deficit. Our debt is going up astronomically, but the point of this is he's really pointing fingers and really going about as far as any president I've ever seen in terms of lambasting the other party, degrading the other party, and I have to say, degrading the other party by actually not even telling the whole truth. I think that what's going on in government could be, you in the U.S. government, could be a huge catalyst in terms of an upward spike in the price of gold. You know, Rick, you and I talk politics all the time. You think I'm nuts when I say that?
Well, I think you have to separate what's going on politically from what's happening financially. And with respect to gold, it's really the financial side of things that matters most. There, we've had the central banks of the Western world in a flat-out attempt to, not so much to inflate, really, but to hold a very powerful deflation at bay. And I think that the deflation draws almost unlimited power from a quadrillion-dollar derivatives edifice that's very thinly collateralized. So even though we've got this quantitative easing going on globally, maybe less so in Europe, the net result has been mainly deflationary. You know, we're really just kind of holding the deflationary juggernaut at bay. And yes, it's true, the cost of essentials has gone up. You leave the grocery store with a cart now, it costs you twice as much. And we've also got the intractable engine of inflation, healthcare costs, chugging along pretty good again. And we've got the federal government feeding an inflationary maw in the college and university sector, where unlimited student loans are really pushing prices up. But if you put those things aside, and you could say that they're all deflationary too, in the relative to incomes, if incomes are not growing and the price of something goes up, then what we're spending on one thing essentially has to come out of another. So I see the big picture is deflationary, and at best that puts gold in a holding pattern, which is where it's been. We haven't seen gold collapse in the way that some forecasters have predicted. And I think that goes back to what you've said many times, Al, that there are just so many things in gold's favor that you really can't see it going down. And that so far is what's happened. Gold has refuses to simply collapse, and it's holding its own in a deflationary environment.
Now, Rick, I agree with a lot of the facts that you threw out there. However, we are focusing really on the Western world demand of gold here. But when we look outside of the Western world, there's no doubt that India and China, especially China right now, is a huge consumer of gold. And I argue that that is providing this base and really supporting gold and not allowing it to drop down to these really low levels. If China, for some reason, decides to stop importing as much, which I don't think they do, or even if they decide to import more, or India does, where do you, Gary, I'm going to ask you, where do you think this could leave the gold price when we look outside of the Western world?
There appears to be, you know, no denying that the demand is huge, but the trend, you know, I mean, we've got a nice rally, but the question is it a bear market rally? And at the moment, to me, it's starting to look like it is. We had that big spike on the FOMC meeting, and if that wasn't a catalyst to get gold moving, you know, what else can there be? And, you know, the very next day, the miners are down again, and they've given back everything. So, you know, in order to get the buyers into the market, the trend has to change. And, you know, so far we've got a top on week 9 of an intermediate cycle, and that's not a good sign. I like to see intermediate tops occur on week 15 or more. So it's very important to me to see gold get back above that $1,417 level to negate that week 9 top. Otherwise, you know, the magnet of $1,000 is trying to pull gold back down to that 2007 C wave top.
I think if you're this is Marshall Burrow. I think if you're talking about a catalyst, part of it, and it's been touched upon, is investors and the media, and maybe not in that order, focus on what's really going on out there. As Rick mentioned, you look at inflation levels, you look at, as has been mentioned, demand levels, both on the part of individuals and central banks, whether it's China or India or other places in the world. You look at the underlying fundamentals and you say they should be positive particularly for gold, but also for silver. You look at the fact that printing presses are running unabated. We saw what, you know, in the United States, who knows if they'll ever get off that treadmill from what we saw a week or so ago. And so the underlying fundamentals to us remain very positive. But having said that, the perception the media reports, the headlines are anything but. And what's going to be the catalyst that changes that is, you know, it's hard to know, and it's even harder to know what the timing is. But that it will happen certainly seems obvious to us, and that it'll happen first with likely with the metal in the form of either the physical metal that's being bought by way of bars and coins, and or the metals ETFs, and then people are going to wake up, as they historically have done, to the fact that the miners have more leverage or a better way to play what's likely to be a rise in the price of the metals.
You know, it's funny, Kenton, but Rick and I talk almost every day, and one thing I've learned about Rick is he's very unemotional when it comes to the markets, and that's something that you told me was your approach, and this was almost a year ago when I first met you. You said, you know, people talk about the price of gold going up, down, whatever. He said, you know, my theory is you kind of have to look at investing from a standpoint of it really doesn't, I mean, within reason, it really doesn't matter where the price of gold is. You want to look at buying companies for fundamental reasons and not based strictly on the companies being, you know, providing a way to take advantage of an increase in the price of metals. You want to elaborate on that a little bit for me?
Yeah, sure. So, excuse me, sorry. You want to buy a gold mining company because they're profitable at the current gold price, or they're going to increase their production. You don't want to buy it hoping that you'll do well in the company because of the gold price going up. Now you've got two ifs to worry about instead of one. All you're doing is decreasing your odds of succeeding. And if you buy, especially today, if you buy a gold miner that is making money at the current gold price, you're going to be okay. And you will definitely make money when the gold price goes up as well. You may not make as much as some of the marginally economic producers, but you expose yourself to less downside too. And that's something I want to comment on as well, is the production cost to get an ounce of gold out of the ground. There's been a big push recently to get miners to report the true all-in dollar cost.
Don't mean to interrupt you, but I got to interrupt you just for a second. We're going to get back on that subject right after the break at the top of the hour. Time for the stations to come in with some news, their typical top-of-the-hour commentary, and then we're going to be right back.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPACH 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.